We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
B-Bitch of Philly, 106.7 The Fan. We sent our friend, our buddy, our counterpart, Mr. Jeff Walker for president. We sent him out to live to come back in and give us a play-by-play of what he saw. All of a sudden, let's just say this. Jeff went to the tournament, didn't know many people on the tour, but he came back and Harold Varner III is his guy now because he won the tournament.
I mean, zero.
He's a straight front runner. Or we know that.
Let's ask this. Jeff, you answer last. Jeff is wearing a Range Goats t-shirt, which I assume is Varner's team in the LIV Golf Tour.
Yes.
Landfill, do you think Jeff paid for that shirt?
No, I think he just. I saw Valdez with one earlier.
No, there's no way he paid for it.
Brian, do you think there's any chance Jeff paid for that shirt?
No, not a chance in hell.
Is there? All right, so Jeff is wearing this new Range Goat shirt, which is kind of dope, honestly. Chris Russell's also bringing us lunch later. What has a greater probability of being true? That Jeff paid for that shirt, or that Rooster's not just bringing leftovers from a Memorial Day barbecue?
I think none of those things are possible. Rooster said he was slaving over this stuff last night. Lie. Rooster probably said, oh, I couldn't eat all that food. I'm going to take it to them.
All right. Jeffrey, let's get the LIV Golf recap.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you about the shirt in the story, in the recap. So first, Trump International, whatever it's called, that place is beautiful, bro. When the sun rises, because I was there early in the morning, early. It was a long drive. I spent a fairly good amount of time in Virginia.
I thought he was about to say money.
No. Crazy drive. We get out there.
The fact that you went to Trump and then you went to Greg's house, I mean, you're deep in Virginia.
Oh, yeah. See, the thing is, I had the company truck, so I didn't have to worry about gas.
Or your tires exploding.
But, yeah, so get out there. The course is beautiful, man. Like it's beautiful. Like, I've never seen a golf course.
It's a nice piece of land, man, on the river like that.
Yeah, we get down there. We were broadcasting right on the range where they were practicing at. Phil Mickelson and all his team was in front of us. I actually seen Trump. It was funny as I don't know what, because I didn't even realize who it was until I just seen all the Secret Service right there. And then I look over to the left. I'm like, oh, man, that's Trump right there.
Did you get an interview?
No. Nobody got an interview. No.
What would you have asked if you got the interview?
Like Trump.
You just address him as Trump.
Like, look, bro. Yeah, we all equal on this earth to me.
Okay.
So I'm gonna be like, hey, look, Trump. Hey, those stemmies was cool. I need another one.
All right. Then we've covered the political portion of our program.
But yeah. They get out there.
Was there beer for the press?
No, actually. Avenel Farms.
Way better, huh?
Way better. But Trump had the better food. Like, it tasted better.
Did you have to pay for it, or was it food?
It was press food. Like, okay. Media. Only thing is, we had to scan to get in everything. You could kind of tell that it was like, all right, LIV is just using this course. But Trump workers are not, like, the people who work at the clubhouse. They weren't really. You could tell it was like a separation of it.
Okay.
As the tournament for the first tee off at one, it was at like 1:15. My boy Harold Varner III. Yeah, we locked in.
The Range Goats.
The Range Goats, baby. He teed off from T1.
Now, did you actually know anything about Harold Varner?
Nah, but like okay. we get out there. I'm not gonna lie. We get out there. He on T1. I'm like, oh, this a brother? I just kept hearing HV3, and I'm like, okay, whoever HV3 is about to go up. And he get out there.
When did you realize that Harold Varner was black?
Oh, when I seen him walk up to the team.
You would think that was a big tell at that point.
So look, I see him walk up to the team. I'm like, oh, okay. Bro bringing the swag. He get up there, and he just blast this ball, man. He crank it. Oh, actually, before that, as we was on the practice range, because our show was the show that I was working with the Junks was from 9 to 12 before the actual match. We interviewed Troy Mullins.
He has a new crush now. He's got a crush on Troy.
Come on, man. What did I just say? We all equal to me. So
you got a new crush.
She's just another woman.
No, she's not. Not what he told me.
Troy Mullins?
Yeah. Long drive chick.
She was blasting these golf balls.
Troy Mullins. All right.
Cranking them.
I think she ran track in college. Then she changed to a long drive girl.
Hey, JP, she'll punish you on a golf course.
She'll punish most people.
A lot of people will. Yeah. But she'll certainly punish you.
And then, and I kind of did pay for my shirt because I paid with my time. So they gave all the media. Liv was actually, they were buying into like the crowd and like to the media to like keep them coming to the events because they gave the media, we had $50 gift cards to the pro shop.
Wow.
Yeah. You can't buy anything with that $50 without putting some more money into it.
Nah.
That's legit.
That's not true.
What you could buy?
I bought this shirt. And then
you didn't buy that shirt.
My boy Tim bought
a $50 gift card, so you didn't buy the shirt.
Yeah, but the shirt was only $40.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to be like a journalist nerd about this.
You
definitely cannot take a $50 gift card from the thing you're trying to cover.
No, they like it was a gift to everybody in the media when you came
right.
Inside,
the media should not be taking a gift from the event they're trying to cover. Like, period.
Oh well.
Oh, they do it all the time, Jay.
This is a different type of golf.
Clearly.
that's done every time right there.
And but you and I went and covered Wells Fargo last year. They didn't give us a gift card.
They don't do that in the PGA.
Right.
They don't have to do that in the PGA.
Now,
well, I just say I played golf with Greg yesterday with John Buell.
Yeah, well, I
and
wasn't
basically
invited.
His mindset to me was, I don't know how they can keep this going. Brooks Koepka won a major and got 3.2. Harold Varner played 40 people 3 days on the weekend in a party on the team and got $4 million. They don't know if they're going to, like, yes, they have a ton of money, but eventually they're going to want something back.
At what point do they need a return on their
investment?
That's
what I'm saying. Because it's like, everybody I've talked to that's been there, first thing they tell me, man, it's a party. I'm going to see a golf tournament, not a party.
I'm cool with the party aspect.
I mean, you can party all you want, but my thing is, eventually, what lost me last year was Pat Perez shot 81 on a tour and got paid. You shoot 81, you should get paid a foot in your ass. That's what you should get paid.
You know who shot 81? The great story out of Oak Hill. Michael Block, the PGA mm-hmm. pro, then got an exemption into Charles Schwab down in
John
Texas.
Shot
an 81 and missed the cut.
And they booed him.
Right.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's just a different mindset.
I'm glad it was fun. Good for you for getting a free shirt.
Hold on.
Oh, yes, please.
Best thing about it, I forgot her name, but she was basically the lady who booked us to come to the broadcast.
Some of it was Jane.
Yeah, Jane, yeah. She got us these inside the ropes lanyards.
You had an inside the ropes pass.
Yes. I was like.
Were you like walking on people's lines? Did you know what to do?
No, they keep you out.
We was walking the whole course, like, but we would walk on the outside by the rope, of course. But in the tee box and everything, Brooks, you know, pounding me up, you know. Harold gave me the salute.
And
to close this out before Landfill gets on us. I did not become an HV3 fan after he won. If you go check the history on my Twitter, I said that Saturday. But you didn't know the man was black.
That's cool. Tournament
stuff.
That's cool.
So you became an HV3 fan that week, this weekend.
It's okay if you became a fan this weekend.
That's what I'm saying.
How many golfers that were in the tournament that you were at can you name?
Oh, you had James Piatt. He plays with Phil Mickelson, Bryson DeChambeau, Sergio.
Don't tell him.
Oh man, I forgot.
He's one of the more famous people on LIV.
I know.
Is it Ramirez?
O'Leary.
Thank you, Landfill.
McClanahan.
Who else?
It's Garcia.
Sergio,
right?
McClanahan.
Oh, it was this other dude. I can't think
of
his name.
Garcia.
Yeah, Sergio Garcia.
Yeah.
But you said thank you, Landfield.
Master champ.
No, but there was
Sergio McClanahan.
Yeah, there was a guy named O'Leary that we did meet there, so that was confusing.
What was the dating scene like? How many women did you speak with?
Man, everybody out there was with somebody.
They were booed up.
They were with someone. And it didn't help that can't lie, I did look exclusive walking on inside the ropes. Hey, I could have played it dirty.
You booked somebody. Huh?
Nobody reviews a golf tournament quite like our very own Jeff Walker. When we return, Barstool Nate joins the program.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.